Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As social animals, we rely on an innate sense of fairness to guide our interactions with others. But is this a uniquely human ability? Darby Proctor, postdoctoral fellow at the Yerkes Primate Research Center of Emory University, describes behavior that may point to a sense of fairness in other primates as well.
Why do humans behave fairly? Most people can't answer this question. Instead, they'll respond by saying, it's just fair. But a more interesting question is why, in evolutionary terms, do we have this sense of fairness? In order to examine the evolutionary roots of fairness, my colleagues and I adapted a traditional task for testing fairness in humans, the ultimatum game, for chimpanzees. The reason chimpanzees are of interest is because they are one of our two closest living relatives. If a sense of fairness is not unique to humans, chimpanzees seem an ideal candidate for also having this sense. In the human versions of the ultimatum game, a proposer is given some amount of money. This individual is told to divide the money in any way they choose with a partner. If the partner accepts the offer, both players are rewarded with the proposed split. However, if the partner rejects the offer, neither individual is rewarded. In humans, the most frequent offer is 50% of the money, and offers of less than 20% are routinely rejected. Thus, it's in the interest of the proposer to be fair in order for offers to not be rejected. We simplified this game for chimpanzees by only allowing them two possible offers, one an equal split of the rewards, and the other a selfish offer favoring the proposers. What we found is that, like humans, chimpanzees preferentially made equitable offers. In other words, they behaved fairly. We believe this indicates an evolutionary continuity between humans and chimpanzees and suggests that the last common ancestor between the two species also had a sense of fairness. It's likely that the evolution of this sense was tied to the evolution of cooperation. When two individuals cooperate, they need some mechanism to ensure they are getting a fair share. Otherwise, it would be more beneficial to work alone. Thus, we show for the first time that chimpanzees, who are highly cooperative, seem to recognize that making fair offers is more beneficial than being selfish in a cooperative task.
That was Darby Proctor of Emory University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.